But there's a woman who saw a blue Suburban leaving the hotel parking lot in a big hurry. Happened around 2 o'clock. She didn't notice much else. I wonder if you could interview her, and then we could compare notes, before I do anything with this. It was a good move on her part. I'm pretty sure she was thinking the same thing I was. The D.C. sniper case in 2002 had included a massive public search for what turned out to be the wrong vehicle, a white van with black lettering. It was an investigative and public relations nightmare, exactly the kind of mistake LAPD wouldn't want to make now. And could you do it right now? That would be helpful. I'd appreciate it, she added. If I'm going to run with this, I don't want to wait. I hated to leave the crime scene. There was a lot of work to be done. If Jean weren't wearing her stress so plainly, maybe I would have said no. Give me 5 minutes to finish up here, I told her. I'll be right down. Meanwhile, I asked Jean to do me a favor and follow up with Giovanni Cartulis about the missing photos in his wife's wallet. There was frustratingly little we could do with the information from him, but it was important to know if Mary Smith had stolen family pictures. Also, Giovanni Cartulis needed to be eliminated as a suspect, as all the previous husbands had been. Jean and her people had been handling this, but I was satisfied with the reports. The LAPD was doing a good job. What? Jean asked, standing very still in the hallway and staring at me. What are you thinking? Tell me, I can handle it. I think. Take a deep breath. Don't give in to this crap. You're running the case as well as anyone possibly could, but you look like hell right now. She knitted her eyebrows.